We're finishing the introduction to the Sefer Amidot by the Magen Meduvna, and he says, "V'amelech ha'chacham alav ha'shalom amar," and the wise king, King Solomon, may peace be upon him, he said, "Ma'itron la'adam b'chol amalo she'yamol tachta shamish." What excess? Where is man superior with all the work that he works under the sun? Klomar, lo achachet ki yesh yitron al yedei mitziutcha. I won't deny that your mere existence, that in and of itself, we're on page Mem Gimel. Those of you who want to follow in the text, page Mem Gimel, the second paragraph, the third line. Lo achachet, I won't deny ki yesh yitron al yedei mitziutcha, that your mere existence does make you superior. Your existence is a superior existence to other creatures. But this advantage, this that you're superior, doesn't reach you. You have to acquire it. And you have to fix it and perfect it. Focus on them with all his intent. People leave this superior nature that God gives them, and what does he do? He focuses on building these huge towers. And the Rambam says, if not for people who were stupid, he calls them the crazy people, he means stupid people, the world would be destroyed. Why? Because Hashem gave us potential to be superior beings. Well, if everyone would sit there philosophizing and serving God all day, who would build the houses? Who would pave the streets? So the Rambam says, if not for stupid people, well, then you'd have no world. So there is some need for them, but we don't have to be the one who's paving the streets. The one who's paving the streets, okay, maybe on some level a person needs parnassah so he could be paving the streets. But at the end of the day, the question is, where's your focus? If you were given potential and you waste that potential, you squander it and say, let me just spend my life so there are many buildings out there saying Trump Towers. Whoop-dee-doo, what difference does that going to make? So you have a bunch of buildings that say Trump Towers. Okay, but what could you have done with that talent?
So
what Shlomo HaMelech was saying is, what advantage is there to man? For sure there's an advantage to the world. Anyone who wants to live in Trump Towers has a house to live in. So Trump kills himself building the buildings. But what advantage does he have? That's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. You work so hard. What advantage did you get from all that work at the end of the day? Ma'itron la'adam, Shlomo HaMelech said, what advantage is there to man? Bechol amalo she'yamol tachta shamish, and everything he works. The focus here is la'adam. What advantage does man get from it? The man, well, he's still in the same place. I already gave an allegory about this. Go look in my work, Kol Yaakov, and you'll find it a very nice mashal. Okay, I don't know what the mashal is, sorry.
Have you read Kol Yaakov?
Yeah, but I don't know which one he's referring to here, which mashal. Lezot bachalti la'atzmi derech acher. So that's why I've chosen a different path. Lo'il le'nafshi u'l'nafshot chelkeim kamoni. To help myself and help others that are like me. לקחת מוסר השכל ומוסר המידות ובתיקון האורחות ממטה למעלה. In order to learn and guide myself and fix my own traits, working my way from down up. וכמו שנתבר מאמר שוב ישראל עד השם לוקחה, just as the words we explained that God says return to Hashem your God, and he explained עד השם לוקחה, that Hashem says first fix the most elementary points about yourself and then work your way up. והכל בדרך מחקר צח ובהמתקת משל, and I worked it all out in a way that's a nice short work of research, so to speak, and I sweetened this book with allegories all the way. כמו שידענו רוב כוחו של המשל, as we know the strength of an allegory, וכמה הפליגו חזל בשבחו, and how our sages said praise over the allegories. עליהי המשל קל בעיניך, our sages said don't take allegories lightly, שעל ידי המשל אדם עומד על דברי תורה. That allegories allow us to understand the words of Torah. And I understand the words of our sages. The Talmud says that Shlomo made handles for the Torah. What does it mean Shlomo gave handles for the Torah in the book of Proverbs? Sometimes you could sit down, hear a long speech, and then someone comes and asks you, what did you hear? What did he tell you today? What was new today in the Beis Medrash? And they'll say, I didn't hear anything new. What do you mean? You sat for an hour long speech. You didn't hear anything? And they'll say, I wasn't paying attention. But if the wise man begins with a story, he says an allegory, then everyone's listening. And that's also a key point when you're a speaker. I once was asked to speak at an anniversary party. It was like a 50th anniversary. This couple was married 50 or 60 years. And of course, before me, there were like 15 speakers, and no one wanted another speaker. But being a guest at this place, you know, they ask you to speak, what am I supposed to say? So I went with this piece of advice. I got up there, and I just said a story. I took a story from Rav Nachman Mibreslov. I said a quick story. And of course, once you're telling a story, then people have patience, they're interested. And I knew I couldn't get away with saying anything else. So at the end of the story, I just said, okay, and just like we see in the story, the person had A, B, C, and D, and all these wonderful traits. So to this couple, they inspired the world with A, B, C, D, and everyone was thrilled. I didn't say anything, not singled by Torah, nothing. I knew I couldn't get away with anything else. So, okay, you have to know that a story has capacity to do what nothing else can. So he says, if I'm going to tell you all the different pieces of advice and how to become a better person, it'll be like any other speech. No one's going to want to hear anything. Or even if they'll sit in and listen, people don't walk away with anything. That's what King Solomon, really, that was his greatness in the book of Proverbs. Because Shlomo Melech, the whole book of Proverbs is stories, it's Proverbs. So he gave handles to the Torah. Then people pay attention. And that's why he says, my whole book, I don't know if you noticed, the chapters are very short over here. The introduction is long, maybe the first chapter is a little bit long. But after that, each chapter is maybe a page and a half, 2 pages long. And for each trait that he develops, he's going to give us mishalim all the way. All along, we're going to have all his mishalim and stories to spice the learning and help us remember. And at least when we leave the classroom, if someone asks us what we learned, we'll remember the story. And you'd be surprised. Very often the story is enough. If you get the story, so you walk away with something, right? Better than saying, I didn't learn anything today. Okay, so...